Good morning. This is Pastor Raymond Gordon with Monday Morning Motivations. We pray that you're motivated, oh God, to go through another day by his strength, by his power, by his might. This morning, we're in Ephesians chapter 3, and verse 13 is so interesting, and I want to cover this because Paul is saying, "Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory." And then he says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Let me talk about fighting a fight of faith without fainting. We don't want to faint. And this word fainting has to do with us giving in, giving up, passing out, wanting out, whatever, however that manifests itself from our lives. That when we look at this word fainting, it's mentioned here in Ephesians 3:13. It's mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, and then in chapter 5, about fainting. And let me tell you what's going on. That God allows trials, tribulations, outward storms, and things to hit us. Unbeknown to us where they're coming from and the extent of them all, you and I have to focus our faith on him, on a person, not on the problem, not on our pain. The key to being victorious in Jesus Christ, listen to this, it is focusing on the person of Jesus for his power in our lives, not our pain. Every time we pull up our pain, we're going to get more painful, okay? And so the Bible says, trust in the Lord, Proverbs 3, with all thine heart, lean not to the understanding. God's asking us to trust, not try. So let's stop trying and start trusting, and let's not focus on our pain. Let's focus on the person of Christ. That when we talk about this matter of fainting, whatever we do, we don't want to throw the towel in. We don't want to faint. We don't want to give up. We don't want to get discouraged. We don't want to become a victim. We don't want to feel sorry for ourselves. What we want to do is, by faith, say to ourselves, Jesus has a reason for every season. Whatever my season entails, I'm willing to accept. I'm willing to make adjustments. I'm willing to abide in him. So one of the things that we see in 2 Corinthians 4:1, therefore, seeing we have this ministry of reconciliation, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Now, I love that. Because we have received God's mercy, we don't faint. We don't give up. We don't give in. We don't give out. God has manifested himself to us. God has given us his power. God has given us his provisions. God has given us all that we need. And whatever area you can identify this morning as being tumultuous, as being troublesome, as making you discouraged, you and I cannot throw the towel in. We cannot faint. Here's what we need to do. Focus, have faith, listen, and ask God for fortitude. Lord, see me through this. See me through this day, Lord God. See me through this situation, Lord God. See me through these trials and tribulations. See me through my sickness. See me through, Lord God, my health. See me through, Lord God, my lack of money. See me through this, Lord God. And I'm going to focus on you and you alone that I do not faint. We cannot throw the towel in. That's not an option. That's not an alternative. That's the poisons of Satan. So I will look to the hills, Psalm 121, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And David said it best in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means I shall not lack. There will be nothing that I need when I make Jesus my shepherd. Whatever you do, don't throw the towel in. We love you. Have a great day.